So with that, between my gratitude statement as well as the songs of gratitude, you probably know that this month's theme is about gratitude. And so last week I talked about being fulfilled and being great-filled, and I want you to continue to remember that. I want you to continue to remember that, not just for this month, because it's the theme as we move forward into life and enjoying Christmas and what that means. We want you to be great-filled all the time because there's so much to be grateful for. And we're going to talk about especially in those times of challenges, especially in those times when you don't know what you should be grateful for because it seems like life is just kicking you in the bum. And as we talk, we will talk about why it is even more important to be grateful during the challenging times. First, I really want to talk about how I found in the book, The Spiritual Literacy Alphabet Book. It's a great book, and I use things from it from time to time. And one of the themes there is gratitude. Now, I find it interesting how they view gratitude. They view gratitude, they prefer to think of gratitude as grammar. Yeah, that's interesting. I said that, whoever said, I said that as well as grammar, because I think of grammar as a language and a structure, and that's how they're going about it as well. Grammar is an underlying structure that helps us construct and make sense out of our lives. That's an interesting concept. The gratitude is the structure that underlies every aspect of us that brings, that constructs and makes sense out of our lives, even when our lives don't seem to be making sense at that present moment. The rules of the grammar cover all our activities. Its syntax reveals systems of relationships linking us to the divine. The structure, the underlying structure of gratitude shows us our link to the divine, whatever you want to call the divine, God, Jesus, Allah, hey, you up there, big G, whatever. I used to pray. Some people, when I worked at Silent Unity, they would ask for the feminine creator, a number of things. Whatever you want to call it, I doubt that God cares. All God really wants you to know is that we are constantly and always together as one. There's nothing that God and nowhere God can be except for right where we are at. In Unity, we teach that the only original sin, and note that in Judaism, they don't believe in original sin. They look at Christians and Catholics and go, what are you talking about, original sin? That's not a concept. And I say that because Christianity grew out of the parent of Judaism, right? So it's interesting that we hold on to it. And so I love Unity's take on the original sin. The original sin isn't our birth into life. It isn't the biting of the apple. The original sin is the forgetfulness and the belief that we are separate from God. That is what we say is the original sin, is that we've fallen under an illusion that we can ever be separated from the greatness and the goodness and the love, the peace, the joy of God. And so gratitude is that aspect, that structure, that syntax, that language that we use to remember that no matter what is happening in our lives, that we are connected to God, Allah, Jesus, hula, hala, hala, whatever you want to call. And I love using it, and I love making you laugh because I've always known God in my own personal relationship as a joy-filled God. I think I've said stories to you before that when I was small, that my relationship with God started when I was young, and that God was my imaginary best friend. And so God was my invisible friend. And I remember always joking with God. I can always tell when God liked my jokes or my funnies because I feel little butterflies. And so from that childhood aspect, I've always known in my heart, in my soul, in every aspect, that God loves joy and laughter, however it comes, except not at the expense of someone else in a hurtful way. And so to learn the grammar of gratitude, all we need to do, the simplest way to do that is the practice of speaking the words, thank you, for happy and challenging experiences, for people, animals, being, art, the grass, the dirt, anything and everything, the joys and the pain. Express appreciation for everything that you do. And I know in this conversation, because I've had this talk before, is that a lot of people find it hard when I say, be grateful for the challenges that we go through. Well, yes, we know that in this universe, gratitude asks us to look within to our own learning, our own growth, in our own evolution. And it's interesting about us humans, us humanoids, no matter what culture, no matter what our ethnic group, no matter our economic level, no matter what it is, us humans learn best for some strange reason through challenges and adversity. Now, our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, says that we don't have to go through this. That's what we're evolving out of. But until we as a species, as humans, evolve out of that, we seem to find that that seems to be the quickest way for us to learn lessons. And know that even though I truly believe that we learn lessons, let me say this and I'll say it again a little bit later. I don't believe, and nor does Unity teach, that God throws things at us as a test of our loyalty to it. God does not test us by adversity so that we can move through these learning challenges. I do not abide to the fact where that thought where it is said in most Christian religions and in Catholicism that says that God doesn't give you anything that you cannot handle. If you're in adversity, if you're in a challenge, God did not give that to you, but God will guide you out of it. And one of the quickest links to do that is while you're in your pain, while you're in your adversity, no matter what it is to come to a recognition, use the grammar, the syntax, and that structure of knowing that no matter what is going on in the surface, that there's something to be grateful for. And that once you go for that string, that thread of gratitude, that you will find that thread will guide you out of that adversity. Help to guide you out of the challenge that you are going through at this point in time. No matter what it is, no matter what the seeming lack is, that the gratitude is the thread that will move you forward and to help you grow and evolve to joy and gratitude. What this means is feeling gratitude for the difficulties, the challenges, and even the tragedies that bring us to the growth and learning will still benefit us. We stand in gratitude for the moments where life taught us valuable lessons. Lessons that we don't understand why they happen. But to believe that they are valuable is one of the first steps. Gratitude never came easily to us. But by turning us inward, what gratitude helps us to do is to move forward into the wanting and the knowing of our oneness and that thread to God. Isn't it usually when life is going good, we say thank you, but we use the syntax of thank you as a politeness. And God, depending on our spiritual level, because gratitude is a spiritual evolution, is a spiritual component. There's the beginning gratitude, which is great. If you're not there, go there. And then there's the more evolved gratitude that you are grateful for everything. And we remember God, but we don't really ask for God's guidance until all non-heaven breaks loose. We don't really look for the connection until we feel the most separated. Because I don't know about you, but at the times I feel challenged, the times when I'm ill, the times when there seems to be lack of limitation, the times when I'm like, what is going on in this world seems to be the time when I am most separated from God. Does anyone else feel that way? But I'm here to tell you that that is an illusion. Because it's at those moments when you feel most separate from God that you have to look at how, and I will just, you know what, I will use myself. I have to look at the blocks that I'm using that make me feel more separate from God. I need to look at the doors that I've shut that make me feel, the windows that I have closed that make me feel closer to God. I need to open them up. I need to tear down the walls and say, thank you, God. I don't know what's going on, but I know something great is happening. Because I know that whatever challenges I'm going through, that your will of good is going to manifest the best for me. Whatever consciousness I've walked into, no matter what I saw or didn't see, I am holding firm that your will of good is all I need. Thank you, God. What the heck is going on? Exactly. That's all you need to say. Thank you. And that's all. I dare to say at our deepest levels, we are souls. The truth of who we are that we are souls aching to grow and to learn. And what are we aching to grow and learn to be? Beyond this physicality that we are, and to know the truth of whose we are and whom we are. And that is that we are the beloved children of God. Jesus wasn't the only son of God. Jesus clearly taught that we are all the children of God. Sons and daughters. And all we need to do is say thank you to evolve to the truth that is greater than us. I have you go back to any of the stories with Jesus. Jesus, one of the beauties, and I will say that with Orthodox Christianity, the beauty of Jesus is that, yes, we see God as a living, breathing man. And the beauty of Jesus, and one of the reasons why I agree with the Fillmores in using Jesus as the story, as our template for our own evolution, is because every time something went wrong, and a lot went wrong with Jesus' teachings, a lot went wrong. Not only was he betrayed, he was also betrayed by most of his disciples. They were constantly questioning him about his teachings. They weren't getting his teachings. They weren't getting that they could also heal. He was getting bombarded by the Sadducees, the Pharisees, his disciples, the people. And every time something went wrong, the first thing he would do is go to prayer. And the second thing he would do is say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I don't know what the challenges are. Help me to move beyond these challenges. It might not be easy going through these challenges, but the way we evolve is moving, not allowing them to tear us down or bring us down, but to move through them, because the one way we can move through them is acknowledging the greatness and the joy and the beauty of God, even in our adversity. It is said, though, that gratitude isn't possible in the times when we are most in pain, when we have life-threatening ailments, when we are kicked out on the streets, whether for impoverishing or for, I worked with youth who were questioning their sexuality, and I can't tell you how many teenagers I saw kicked out on the street because they proclaimed that they were homosexual. For whatever reason, out on the street, whatever the lack is, in the midst of this adversity, there is a time for thank you. But people say that it is inappropriate even. I found a study that showcases that when you find yourself in this time, it's actually most appropriate and most beneficial to go into a form of gratitude. Because I believe not only is gratitude possible in these circumstances, it is vital to helping us get through them. And the study done by Philip Watkins, published in the Journal of Positive Psychology, it states participants were asked to recall an unpleasant, unresolved memory, a time they were victimized, betrayed, hurt in some way that still, even to this day, made them upset. The participants were randomly assigned to complete one of three different writing exercises. One of the writing exercises focused on positive aspects of that upsetting experience and had them considering how it might now make them feel grateful. The results showed that the gratitude group reported feeling more closure and less unpleasant emotions than participants who did not write about their experience from a grateful perspective. The grateful writers weren't told to deny or ignore the negative aspects of their memory, yet they seemed more resilient in the face of these troubles. See, that's what I'm talking about. Because once we look and find the gratitude, even in these unpleasant moments, gratitude helps us see a larger picture and not feel overwhelmed by the setbacks we are facing in that moment. That the attitude of gratitude can actually motivate us to tackle the challenges before us. And that without a doubt, even though it seems hard during these moments, a grateful perspective suggests during the research that it's not only possible, that it is appropriate and is the thing, that thread that leads us back to being able to move through the challenges to the other side. Last week, I told my own story of adversity about how I was on my way to Las Vegas first, then San Diego. And while I was on my second plane going to Las Vegas, I realized that my purse was gone. And I could have chosen that time to freak out. Actually, I did a little bit. I won't give you the whole story, but I went into a time of gratitude. The first thing I said was, okay, thank you, God, that I noticed it right now. Even though we were taxiing, ready to go up in the air, I still said, okay, well, thank you, because I know now that I left it either in the terminal or on the former plane. I had some glimpse, and because I was thankful and grateful, because I went and I used that thread to calm me down, I was able to consciously, step by step, go through the motions of what I needed to do. That is what the attitude of gratitude, even one little thank you, can flip the switch no matter what the circumstances is, because as I told you last week, I had my passport, my license, my debit card, even my little license for ministry, everything in my purse. I thanked God for my phone that I had in my hand because I knew some way, somehow, I could carry through. The attitude of gratitude moved me from a time where I could have spent a week first in L.A. and then in San Diego, and then trying to figure out in a panic how I was going to get back here in Albany. That during that challenging time, I was able to come to peace and actually have a really good time in San Diego, because at some point in time, you realize that being mad or upset or saying stupid, Crystal, or whatever we are drawn to do doesn't make things work. They only cause more problems. But the attitude of gratitude frees us allows us to move forward in something that seems astronomical, because we are able to hear the guidance of God, feel the peace of God, and move forward knowing that we are guided truly, that the walls are down, the doors are open, the windows are open to the blessings of God right here, right now, because there are blessings no matter what the situation is. And thanks to that gratitude of attitude, I am happy to say that this Thursday, I received an email from Delta saying that they were happy to inform me that they found my pouch and my wallet. Amen. Amen. And in that thought, because someone said, "Is your stuff in it?" I was like, "I assumed it is." Actually, it was my mother. She said, "What about the contents?" I'm like, "Well, they said according to what they found, they were sure it was mine." But with that, I decided to email them. And I said, "You know, I thank you for finding that and returning it to me. I doubt that you can, but if you could you tell me if my license is in there and my passport?" I didn't expect a response, or at least one that they could tell. I thought it was automated. An hour later, don't you know, someone returned from customer service saying, "Yes, your license and your passport are coming back." God is good. And I do thoroughly believe that the aspect of gratitude brought me into a level where I could not only be grateful, but I could also, in any time that I spoke about this to anyone, model a way in which I wanted it to be seen that, yes, this was something that wasn't the best, but it wasn't going to be my worst. And everyone that I knew joined me in that attitude of gratitude, and in a attitude of gratitude was thankful knowing that it was going to come back to me. It was a firmness. It was a firm knowing from every single person. There was not one person in LA, not one person in San Diego, not one person here who thought anything differently other than you're going to get that back. And lo and behold, you and so many people before you and after you, Jordan. And I was like, I read it afterwards. It was like, oh yeah, I wish I would have read this before Jordan told me that. Jordan also had the attitude, knowing what I just said, your wallet's coming back to me. He was at my office on Thursday afternoon. He's like, "It's going to come back." And I was like, "I believe you, Jordan." And it did. The attitude of gratitude, even when you're ill, will allow you to move through, because an ailment, if you have a cold or something more serious, there's nothing worse than feeling worse and having your mind make it worse. Gratitude is that place that shows up. It's that thread that also shows that link of oneness with God. I call this the thread of gratitude because that thread, if you think of a spool of thread and you take out the thread, it seems so fragile. It seems so easy to break. But even in that one little fragile moment, that one piece of thread intertwined, woven together, makes something stronger, doesn't it? And the more and the fancier you get with your thread, thinking of the thread as Thanksgiving, all of a sudden you find that you can use various colors. And you have a cloak of something that is very strong, of various thoughts of gratitude and thanksgiving that are woven together and that you're wearing. I say to you symbolically, the cloak that you are wearing is your life when you move forward in these threads of gratitude woven together, stitched together. Gratitude propels you, evolves you in a spiritual manner in every way for a better, brighter, more colorful life. And so I invite you to remember, if you're going through it now, and we all go through some sort of adversity, no matter what level. Anytime you go through your piece of adversity, remember, when we're there going, "God, why me?" Don't go, "Well, God, why me?" Go, "Why not me? All right. Remember that God doesn't teach us lessons, but learn from the lessons. All right. So what can I take from this situation? Where is the nugget? Where is the diamond in the rough, in the raw, in this situation that will propel my life? And where am I closing off the presence of God right here, right now? That's usually the lesson, by the way. That somewhere in our, unconsciously usually, we have closed off our oneness, or we try to close off that guidance from God. Learn that lesson. Open up those doors and say, God, okay. I don't know what's going on here. What was it? I don't know what's happening, but thank you. I don't know what's happening, but I'm open now. Guide me. Use me. I am here for you as a conduit, because I want heaven here on earth. I want to fulfill my destiny as the Christed one. I want to know that these challenges can be resolved for a better, brighter life. And all you need to do at the very beginning is just say thank you. Actually, thank you. You would constantly hear me say that if you can't think of anything else to pray, thank you. It's probably one of the most powerful prayers you can ever, ever have. When you're on the surgery table and you don't know what else to pray beyond heal me, just say thank you, God. Because you're praying to the knowing that God's will of good is there. I love what Emily Cady says. Even if at first you are not conscious of having received anything from God, do not worry or cease from thanksgiving. Do not go back of it again and to ask, but continue giving thanks that while you waited, you did receive, and that what you received is now manifest. And believe me, Emily Cady says, you will soon rejoice and give thanks, not rigidly from a sense of duty, but because of the sure manifest fulfillment of your desires. Beloveds, that's why the connection of God is so important, because we come to the realization that through our thread and our threads of our connection with God, God only wants good. God will move us through any challenges and situations so long as we're open for it. And so with that, let us say our denial and affirmation. Allow me to just read it to you. Listen to it. And if you agree with the statement, then join me on the second and third time, all right? But just let my voice wash over you. No matter what challenge I currently face, I thank God. For each day blesses me with more things to be grateful for. Breathe that in. And if you can affirm that, if you want to affirm that, please let us say that together. No matter what challenge I currently face, I thank God. For each day blesses me with more things to be grateful for. Oh, focus in on your heart. Oh, let your shoulders drop. Allow that the vibrations of those words bring peace to you from head to toe. With that feeling of peace and coming from your heart space, let's say that affirmation one more time. No matter what challenge I currently face, I thank God, for each day blesses me with more things to be grateful for. And so it is. Thank you, God. Amen.